Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We had a throwback to start the day because Top Gun's coming out Thursday, and that got us thinking about 80s movies.
It's funny. You can't think of one, but then once you think of one, you think of 572.
It was like a waterfall of 80s films that came through here. And then you have to get into the drive-thru because you're hungry, and weird things happen in the drive-thru, weirder than maybe we could have imagined.
Yeah, especially those overnight ones.
But luckily, we've got a guy around here who's got good advice to get you through any situation, especially if you're thinking about getting a puppy.
Yes. And if you're on our Facebook page, I would advise one piece of advice Whip would give you is to get to know your coworkers' names, because we had a situation with that as well.
Okay. We get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
you
Sylvia.
Did pretty well. If you missed it, you can see it at 101.9 Mix Chicago on Facebook. And this is the Morning Mix podcast. We're talking 80s movies because Top Gun Maverick comes out Thursday. It's really good. Mm-hmm. We had the lucky shot to see it early, which is one of the nicest perks of the job, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty awesome. And we did take some mixed listeners with us, by the way. We didn't go alone. And the reason those folks won is because they stream us on the free Mix app, which you can get in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And we just send them some emails. We're like, hey, we noticed you stream the show a lot, and we'd love to hang out. You want to go see Top Gun Maverick a week early?
Yeah.
And they showed up, and we got popcorn, and we all hung out and watched the damn movie, and it was awesome.
Who wouldn't show up? That's amazing.
Especially when the beach scene happens. Not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
Yep.
I won't give a single spoiler because I hate when that happens, but man, is it good. So we thought, what are some great 80s movies? Nikki off air was like rattling them off.
Oh my God, I forgot about this one.
It was my fault because I didn't let her know ahead of time, like, hey, we're going to talk 80s movies, because I forgot we had to do news. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. On the spot, it's kind of sometimes you're like, I can't think of a single human's name right now, you know?
Exactly right. Like,
we'll do that later on today.
Right. Yeah, don't worry about that. That'll happen with Violetta after 9 o'clock. We'll roll some coworkers in here.
Yeah.
But we thought, text us at 60123, what's your go-to 80s movie? And now reading this list, the 80s might have been the greatest time for movies ever.
Yeah.
I know that right now we're having it's the time for television.
Right.
But so many good ones in here.
And
all right.
The other great thing about the 80s, PG was a very loose rating.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's very, there was no PG-13 really.
Okay.
So it went like R and PG were one.
Yes.
That's why 13 got invented.
Right.
Yes, my wife. 80s. Just listened to a podcast about this, and the turning point was Gremlins.
Okay. Really?
Because Gremlins came out,
it
was PG.
Violent, right?
Yes.
Right.
So text us your go-to 80s movie. I love this one. 630. It's also one of my favorite books. It's one of the few I've read.
Yes.
The Outsiders.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is in that movie. Yeah. You got Swayze, Rob Lowe, Cruz, Emilio Estevez. They're all there.
The early Brat Pack, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. In that scene, Tom Cruise tells a famous story. There's a scene where he's sitting on the fence eating a chocolate cake while they're like fighting other guys for no apparent reason. And they were like, what happened there? And Cruz was like, oh, I was a young actor, and I thought, like, my guy's going to eat chocolate cake. He's like, but I didn't know that they were going to film the scene for 4 days.
Oh,
so for 4 days, I just ate chocolate cake.
Oh, man.
And he's like, because I'm young. And I'm like, yeah, just keep bringing it out. I'll keep eating it. Hilarious.
Poor guy.
312, you can't go wrong with it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Always. Yes.
Come on. It's always on there. From an 847, it's a go-to. You can't miss it. You can't forget about it. And you don't want to put baby in a corner because of it. Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Her dad stands up. Sit down, Jake. Patrick has her, and they're fine. Now they're hugging, and everyone's in love.
Oh.
Another. Yes, Oscar. My favorite part is the guy in the background every once in a while. Here.
Bill Medley, everybody.
Bill Medley, right there. So you got your Dirty Dancing. And then we take it to another man who rocked the 80s. Back to the Future.
Oh,
come on.
That.
How can you even think about forgetting
it? The whole franchise.
Yeah.
The whole franchise. You had number one, you had number two, and then they got greedy.
Yeah.
They made a Western one.
The Western one. That was the tricky one.
But why not?
I kind of liked it.
Mm.
It was, I felt like when they were making them, they were like, let's get kids really into this.
Yeah.
We'll put them on horses, and we'll get Mary Steenburgen, and it'll be great.
Right.
Yes.
And they did. Other 80s movies you love, About Last Night from 773.
Okay, Chicago movie, classic Chicago
Rob
movie.
Lowe, Demi Moore.
That's right, okay. Demi Moore before certain things happened to her.
That's right. From a 219, I'm not sure if anybody here is afraid of no ghost. Ghostbusters.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Doesn't hold up that well.
Really?
In my opinion, have you watched it in the last 10 years?
No, I just watched the new one with Paul Rudd, and I loved it.
Have you?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, you think it holds up?
Well, I mean, the graphics-wise, no. Slimer is not quite, you know, he's not quite up to current standards, but I loved it. Still love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have some, okay, and Nikki said this too. We have some people blending early 90s because we got
it's
like
so hard.
10 Things I Hate About You, that's 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notting Hill, that's 90s. Okay. That's like mid 90s. Yeah. When Harry Met Sally, I think, is 90s.
Oh,
those
I think
are
that's
all
might
in
be really?
89.
I thought that was 80s.
That might be late 80s.
All right, we'll have
89.
To check that.
89.
It's 89?
Yep.
All right, 773 says Joe versus the Volcano, Tom Hanks. It's a good one. The Princess Bride, 847.
Oh, that's another one.
Can't
hey,
go wrong
I
there.
Know. This list just makes you want to watch everything.
Yeah. Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
630. St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
Another... Is it Breakfast Club 2? No, but it's all the right. same people.
Another legendary song, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. From a 708. Whip, how did you not say Return of the Jedi?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess because those movies are so timeless, they don't feel like they're from any particular decade.
Yeah.
Same thing with Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Wouldn't those have been 80s? But like, I just don't, they don't have a time period at all.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how they just blend like that. 209 Caddyshack, of course.
Oh. Yeah.
Did somebody got the step restaurant. On a duck?
Yeah, hey. They've got the restaurant now over there in Rosemont. You can go check that out. 219 Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Risky Business, also at 219.
Oh.
This one does not hold up well. 219, Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
And yet, that was a very much of a coming-of-age movie for a lot of people.
I came of age with that movie.
Yes,
I remember watching it like, am I supposed to be seeing this?
No. That was an eye-opener in a lot of ways.
Yes. No. That was when we first got cable, and my folks didn't know that we had like HBO. And that one comes on like late at night. Everyone's asleep, and Chris was down there like, whoa, these guys are funny, and oh, what's happening in the sorority house?
Right.
Yeah. Boy. 708, Blues Brothers.
Oh, another one.
Bruce Willis, we love you. 312, Moonstruck. That was Bruce Willis, right?
A show, though.
Cher was Moonstruck. Bruce Willis, Moonlighting.
Moonlighting, thank you. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I was half wrong.
Cybill Shepherd and Bruce. That was a really good show, which, by the way, I'm also surprised no one seems to remember.
Doesn't come back in the zeitgeist,
Olympia Dukakis, was she in Moonstruck?
Hey, I believe she was.
Show,
and Danny Aiello and Cher,
Where did it just go? I just saw it. Sorry. Well, Top Gun is on the list. Yep, Back to the Future, of course. We're hearing it now. 708, Lost Boys.
Yes, that's what I'm glad somebody mentioned.
That's Kiefer Sutherland,
Yes, exactly right.
773, I think this is Patrick Dempsey. Can't Buy Me Love, right?
Think so.
Is that? It is? Okay. And then he's also in Loverboy, which is a great one.
Right.
Okay. That's where
is
he's
that the
a delivery,
pizza delivery
boy.
One?
Yeah, he's a pizza delivery boy that starts servicing the older ladies
in the cougars
neighborhood.
Of the day.
That's right.
They're
that's
called
right.
cougars.
16 Candles, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, E.T., Cocktail, Home Floats, Steel Magnolias.
Stop, too many.
Oh, yeah,
it's really, honestly, like, this is my whole childhood. It's just coming back. Clue, the movie.
How could I have forgotten the E.T.?
And of course, now we were talking about him because, of course, it's Mr. Danger Zone. Footloose.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Kenny Loggins again, and you get Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Man. Now, Violetta, are any of these movies striking a chord for you?
Yeah, I love Footloose and some of those other ones. Is The Graduate from the 80s?
That's the 60s, but close.
Yeah.
Wow, really? That
1967,
looks great.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air, Trading Places.
Trading Places is a good one.
Ray, feeling good. Lewis.
Yep. This one was big in my house growing up, and I don't know if it was just us. Flight of the Navigator. Did you guys see that one? Do you remember that one?
Nope.
Aliens, an alien picks up a little kid and he learns how to fly the ship. It's a whole thing.
Anyone say Stand By Me?
Stand By Me did not pop up on here, but
surprised.
A great Jerry O'Connell and River Phoenix. Yeah, that one's great. Karate Kid is on here. Uncle Buck!
Oh.
He flips the giant pancake with, John Candy?
Yeah, right. Any John Candy. Yep.
And a 219 is going after my heart. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which I think was 89.
Okay.
Fantastic. Wow, Little Shop of Horrors, Porky's, anything Rodney Dangerfield.
Porky's.
We could do this all day.
Yeah, I know.
And I kind of want to.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Chicago history does it again. They posted a picture of a tavern-style pizza. It looks like it's sausage and jardiniere, but that's not the point. The point is it's cut in squares, and then they propose the question. Are you a middle piece or are you an edge piece?
Oh.
And the internet is going crazy. That's trending right now in Chicago. We're going to do a roundabout. Chris?
Edge.
Nikki?
Middle.
Whip?
Oh, edge for sure.
Edge?
Yeah. What are you?
I'm an edge. I think Nikki's crazy for wanting the middle.
No, I think we should share a pizza.
I think I win in this deal completely.
This is fantastic.
You guys fight over the edge.
You don't like the crunch of like the crust?
Not really, unless there's ranch. If there's ranch, that is a deal breaker. But let's just say there's no ranch.
Yeah,
I'm middle
not.
All day.
You want to go get a pizza after this?
Yeah.
We're good.
What
like
about the crust as handle? I think that's the most important part
here.
Your thumb is not getting all
extra napkins.
Grody.
Extra napkins.
All right. My favorite part part of the tavern cut pizza, the square cut pizza, are the four little triangles you get in the corner.
Yes.
You just eat right away, and they don't count.
Those are the worst.
One bite.
You have all those.
Oh, good, because those are just
so
appetizers.
I don't like those at all.
I eat those while I'm waiting for everybody to get to the table. I'm like, pop, 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 pop.
My favorite joke that never gets old, oh my God, this pizza doesn't have any corners, because like the guy took it already or ate it. Or,
yeah,
you know.
Fantastic.
I love it. In at number two, Mandy Moore is ready to take a break. In a new interview, the 38-year-old actress shared that she was looking forward to being a mom in real life after starring in 6 seasons of This Is Us. She was pregnant with her son during season 5. Her son now is, about, I don't know how old he is. His name's Gus. And
47. That's what I heard. He lies about his age.
Yeah, he does. He's had work done.
Well, he's had work, clearly.
So she went back to work when he was about a month old, and she says now she just wants to be a mom for a minute and then see whatever is next. The series finale for This Is Us comes out tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC, so everybody's looking forward to that. And then after that, Mandy Moore's like, peace out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Someone I know posted a picture of 6 tissue boxes
getting ready for tonight. Wow.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate,
intense.
Wine.
Yeah.
Ooh. So series finale means over.
Done.
That's it. Yeah, series finale.
Done forever.
Yeah. Forever. Until they do like an offshoot. Yeah.
Give them 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This was them.
Right?
And finally, in at number one, Arby's just launched or is going to launch their first ever hamburger. So it is made with Wagyu beef. For a limited time only, they are offering the new Wagyu Steakhouse Burger for $5.99. And it looks like it's a mix of a Whopper and a Big Mac. I think they're taking some pointers from both. American cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, red onions, tomato, burger, special sauce. And that's all made on a brioche bun. It's one patty that's thicker, so that's kind of the Whopper inspiration there. They are known for their roast beef, as we all know, but they have never sold a hamburger. So this is kind of a big deal for the franchise.
That's crazy. I can't believe
that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It all starts on Monday, and it's going to go through July.
Do you know why it's called Arby's? Can I blow your mind for a second?
Yes.
RB, roast beefs. Arby's.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. You're welcome. Okay. That's a fact.
So yes. Arby's isn't a person?
No, Arby's is not a person. It's
I thought
roast
it was his
beefs.
Place, like the like Arby's place.
No, it's just a fun way to talk about a roast beef. Arby's.
Those curly fries.
Yeah. We're going to call it Curly's, but it didn't have the same ring.
That's your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Jobs are funny. You know, we often start, you start your working career in your teens, you're 15, 16, something like that. You get a job, and fast food's a great place to start.
Right.
Your McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King.
And everybody should work in a food industry job somewhere. You learn so much about yourself, people, and...
Yeah, just interacting with folks, right? A lot of that. We thought, well, there's got to be weird things going down in these drive-thrus. And so we said, what was your weird drive-thru experience as an employee working the drive-thru? Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I feel like I can hear some PTSD of this moment in you. What happened when you worked the drive-thru?
So he was a little hesitant to put me on air.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. So in college, I worked at a bar. I won't say where. It was more southern Illinois.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I'd be scheduled in the morning. And we had a drive-through. And the farmers would come pick up their beer for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have like 6-packs or 12-packs. I would just cut cases in half.
Nice.
So you take a case and cut it into 4 pieces and hand them a little sixer. Oh,
yep,
my goodness.
Yep, before my classes. Yep. And
that's
then I would just
hilarious.
Go on about my day.
Yep.
All right,
do you remember how much a 6-pack costs? Because I feel like it's going to be a nice price.
Oh, gosh. I don't. No. I really don't. I mean, this was like over 10 years ago.
Right.
Well, and they probably weren't coming through for craft beer. I'm assuming you were throwing some Natty Light at them, Busch Light.
Yeah, Natty Light, Busch Light, and then Blackberry Brandy.
Oh, my God.
That is the farmer special right there.
All right, let's hit the corn, boys. What? All right, so Kristen is working a drive-through bar first thing in the morning.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
handing out liquor, getting them some beers going. We've got somebody here that they've worked in different fast-through drive-through places, and it always reminded them of the Dane Cook BK Lounge bit. If you remember that one, I need the pickles. That was like his platform for years and years that he would work on and do.
I know that whole shtick.
Meanwhile, Kristen is just out here dealing with people driving through the bar. We've got more people here we're going to get to as Swanee is chatting them up, trying to find out all the ins and outs of working in the drive-thru.
There was this video posted on a Facebook page near my house when I lived with my parents, and it was for a drive-thru there. And there was a mouse that was drinking out of the Coca-Cola cup. Like, you know, the workers had left the window just for a second, and there's a little mouse. That's
yep.
And then you run, a little ratatouille on it.
Ooh.
He just popped in. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I was working at a Burger King drive-thru. My girlfriend was working drive-thru at the time, and somebody came by and they exposed themselves through the drive-thru.
There you go.
And as they did that, my girlfriend was freaked out, of course. So I jumped over the counter and chased the car through the parking lot because I found him going into a Taco Bell drive-thru to do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
And
as I was writing down the license plate number, he tried to run me over.
Oh, my goodness. God.
This is crazy.
Wow.
So I actually got in trouble for leaving my shift and leaving my station to go do this, but the guy did eventually get arrested for publicly
exposing himself.
Wow.
Good for you, though, that you caught the you in some way helped nab the bandit there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't want to do anything to the bandit.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I don't want to touch you, but stop doing what you're doing. Right. Get out of here. And Taylor, you had sort of a backwards experience, as it were.
So I did some of the overnights in the drive-thru, which can be very interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
So we had these teenagers that instead of, you know, driving regularly like normal people through the drive-thru, they came through backwards.
Yeah.
Just driving backwards.
Hey, guys, I got an idea. When we get here, let's drive through backwards. Okay. Let's good one, guys. That's hilarious. Taylor, by the way, if I heard your voice on the other end of the speaker, I think I would whatever you said I should get, I would get it. If you were like, hey, you should probably get an extra large. Well, great, let's do it.
Do you want to try an extra apple pie for 50 cents?
Oh my god, I'm in.
Sold. You got it.
I'll give you 75 cents.
Still got it.
That used to be 55 cents. That's
hey, watch out. I'm giving you a deal on that one.
I don't know what we're talking about, but it sounds dirty.
All right, so we've got James, who's catching a guy exposing his Burger King. Taylor has people driving through backwards, and she's upselling us on an apple pie. And Kristen handing beers to farmers. I think, to me, if your job, first thing in the morning before you go to class, is to take cases of beer and then cut them into four pieces and hand them to farmers with some sort of blackberry brandy.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Morning Mix. It's Chris, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta sitting on some free stuff.
Yep.
Last night, my wife scored a Power Wheels for our daughter for free on Facebook Marketplace. All we had to do was pick it up. And they only lived like 6 minutes from us. It was fantastic.
What a steal.
It's awesome. Nikki's got a ping pong table. Whip's got free coffee. Violetta's getting ice cream at bars. Who even knew they had ice cream back there?
Right. Fully for the special people.
I really thought you were going to end up with a cocktail. And then you're like, he gave me ice cream.
I'm twist.
Like, what?
I know.
That's crazy. We said, well, what are the cool things that you got for free? Bonnie, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
You're tickling some free ivories at your house?
Ooh. I did. I went to a psychic once, and she said she saw a piano in my future. And I said, I've always wanted to learn how to play. And a very short time later, somebody at work said they needed to get rid of a piano, and I could have it for free if I got it out of their house.
Yeah.
Now, are we talking an upright piano or like a baby grand?
It was an upright, but hey, it was free.
Yeah.
Hey, no, don't down talk an upright. That's
great.
Fantastic.
And you did them the favor by getting it out of there.
Yeah, a second-story apartment in a Victorian with a curved staircase.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah, wow, they really stacked the deck.
You did them a huge favor by getting that out of there.
No one told us you had to hire a crane.
Jeez.
Right.
Now, did you learn how to play piano then?
I did. My next-door neighbor was a piano teacher.
And are you guys married now? No, I'm just kidding. So do you still play today?
No, unfortunately. I sold the piano when I had financial hard times.
Well, look at that, though. It turned around. You got it for free. You learned how to play piano, and then you made a profit.
I sold it for $1,000.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was worth the move.
That's amazing. So Bonnie learned a skill and then made cash on that deal. That's fantastic. Jen, good morning. What'd you get for free?
I got a Little Pike's bounce house.
A bounce house.
Nice.
Yep. Love it.
Was it one of the air-filled ones you blow up in the backyard?
Yes, correct.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What a win. Now, was that for your kids?
Yes, for my son initially. And we used it during the pandemic in our basement, which was a lifesaver.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant idea. Yeah, in the winter, you blow that thing up down there and let them just go to town.
For sure.
That's wild.
It's like a birthday party every day.
Yeah, look at that. Boy, that free stuff's always a boon for kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then that brings us over to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, good morning. You got some for free, and now you're our competition?
Hey, no, well, not me so much. It's my girlfriend. She started a podcast, and I ordered a Rode podcast mic for her. It's about $120 from Amazon, and it was coming delayed in shipping. So I complained to Amazon, and next thing you know, they said, oh, we're just going to refund you $120, and the next day the mic arrived. And I said, what do I do with this thing? I said, you keep it. It's all yours.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And now she's got a hit podcast?
Not yet. She's about to launch it. It's psychological safety. She's a psych major, and she really feels strongly about it. So she'll be starting that very soon. Yeah.
Look at that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so they got a free microphone for $120 off of Amazon. That's fantastic.
Which is unique because it's small. So far, everything has been ginormous.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a small
one. 900-pound piano. I got a bounce house. I got a microphone. Wow. Yeah,
the price you're paying on those other ones is taking it out.
Exactly.
And CJ, what did you get for free?
Well, I saved a turtle from someone, and it was in this teeny tank. And I was going to buy one, and it was in my cart. And I went, you know what? And I posted on Facebook, and this girl sends me a picture. She's like, here, I've got one. It was in her car. She drove it to my house. She helped me carry it inside. It's like a $250 tank when I looked it up on the website.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, you got a free turtle tank.
It's great. It opens in the front. The turtle is so happy. He's got a log. He's swimming around. He's having
awesome.
A ball.
It's a turtle
That's
paradise.
Great.
He's got a log.
Man.
What more does a turtle want?
Nothing.
Is the turtle's name Leonardo?
His name is Picasso.
Oh, I was not mine.
You were not.
So happy.
He's a painted turtle. So.
Oh, very cool. Mm.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Seacrest is on there. He's wearing like a velvety blue jacket. He's got on gray pants. Great. And he's doing the like suede shoe, no socks look thing. Mm-hmm. Fine. He has now revealed that halfway through the show, he had to change his underpants.
Why?
Because his what he had on was he was John Hamming it out there. It was a little too revealing.
Well, that's a risk in the first place.
So he revealed that halfway through the show, his stylist during a commercial break grabs him and goes, hey, Ryan, we need to change your underpants. And he's like, what? Like, we need to change your underpants. And he's like, why? He's like, well, the camera's catching a little too much through the slacks. The slacks, it's the pleat. There's a looseness. We need to change your underpants.
And like, gray pants. Just gray pants. Pants. Always.
Apparently it's gray pants. Who knew?
Yeah, those
well,
are rough.
Change or add?
That's what I'm saying.
So he swap out. He had on a loose underpant.
Got it.
And the stylist was like, you need a tighter fitted underpant.
Right. The John Hamm, I thought you meant he was going no undies whatsoever.
He said he had on underpants.
Okay.
They were
you
too
were
loose.
On that journey with
yeah,
me, Wim.
Yeah, that's why we had a little disconnect there, but got it. So he had loose underpants.
And
so
he
may have
to tighten it up.
He may as well have had none.
So if this isn't weird and odd enough
it
as
is.
It is,
yep.
The next step was that they didn't have any underpants for Ryan. Oh. So he and his stylist just traded underpants. Oh. Backstage.
Oh, that's weird.
That in the just, moment, the stylist disturbing. Was like, well, mine are fitted. You can have mine. And Seacrest reveals this on live. He's like, yeah. So we just traded underpants. And it all worked out. I'm like, wait, hang on.
Yeah.
We can't just gloss over this fact.
No.
You and your stylist backstage just went, hey, Matt, give me yours. And I'll take, yeah, let's just do that. And they went, he says they went to a dark corner backstage, traded underpants.
I think 99% of people would never consider switching underpants with someone.
Right, like Whip. Let's say you and I are out.
Nope.
Never. It wouldn't happen.
That's it.
There's not a chance it
Don't
would happen.
Don't even finish the sentence.
It wouldn't even happen.
No.
It wouldn't happen.
I'm not grossed out by a lot of things. Like, I share food.
Yeah.
I share an eyeliner. I don't really care.
Do you share deodorant ever?
I do. I don't care.
I've also shared. And I was like, and some people, that freaks out. Like, this is a whole new level.
So but you're talking deodorant that's like a roll-on or a stick, not a spray. Although, I think I would not do that either.
Right. Yeah, but when it comes to underwear that someone is literally, you're looking at them and you know they're wearing them.
Yeah.
And you're like,
right.
Hey, can I wear the underwear you're wearing right now?
Okay, so funny. Now, in high school, the front of Prospect High School used to flood in big rainstorms, and there'd be this massive, like, kind of pool out there. So my buddies and I thought one night it would be really fun after it flooded that we would go run and, like, swim through the pool of dirt rainwater, because we're idiots, and what do we know?
Awesome.
So we're in front of the high school, like, doing baseball slides into the water and having a blast. Then some girls we know call, and they're like, you guys want to hang out? And we were all like, well, we do, but we need to clean ourselves up,
we
right?
We just bro it out.
Yeah, we just bro it out. Now we're ready to go hang with the ladies, right?
Yeah.
So I go to my buddy's Keith's house, and we all rotate taking showers while we're playing Nintendo, getting ready to go see these gals. Great. So now none of us have underpants, so Keith presented us all with clean underpants. Now, they were clean, But what were we to do, right?
Yeah.
So I think that was okay. They were clean. He didn't just take them off
you
and hand them to me.
You still feel uncomfortable because they're someone else's underpants.
They were,
Like, I have a sister. So, like, there have been times you got to share. But, like, it's been clean.
Right. Yeah,
but
it wasn't just a takeoff.
This is hers,
right?
Not
and
mine.
This was backstage mid-show, and the show's live.
In that situation, with your situation, Chris,
please.
Did you return said underwear?
I did return, and I washed them first.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah,
just
washed them and then returned them. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm just feeling so gross.
I'm not even doing that. I'm going to whatever they have over at Ranhurst Mall down the street
from
your school.
That's what it's
going to
be. That's
what I'm
done.
Going to buy.
I should have gone into Walgreens and just been like, you got anything in
whatever you have, I don't care. I'm taking it over Keith's used drawers.
I'll cut leg holes in a Ziploc bag if that's what you guys have. That's fine.
Do you have any tape or something?
Yeah. Something. All right, Whip, let's head into the newsroom.
Okay, so the funny thing is I have a story which is also sort of related to that region, but is way more disgusting, I think.
Let's
coming up in a second. First, though, we have a recall. This time it is Best Buy recalling 93,000 hoverboards because they might malfunction and injure the rider. The Hover One Superfly hoverboards have a software glitch that doesn't stop the motor, thereby causing riders to continue their momentum even when they're no longer in control of the board. So that can be dangerous, you can imagine. Okay, here we go. Woman claims ditching toilet paper helped her cut $70,000 worth of debt. One mom in Canada shared how she tried to save money and clear debt. And to do that, she and her family have lived without toilet paper for the past 3 years. Amber Allen, a mom of three from Canada, posted this on her YouTube channel. She says they have decided to use cloth instead of toilet paper for 3 years. She was doing this because they wanted to get out of debt. And she says, I was literally pretty much throwing money down the toilet every day, as we all were. So we get some cheap used, well, I guess it's not used, it's like old.
Used.
It's old cloth that's like discarded, like flannel and things like that they get for cheap.
You would clean with and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So they get those and they use those and they wash them. And this is what she's been doing for 3 years. Meanwhile, she says that she does have some toilet paper in the house for guests, but that's about it.
Now I want to just bring up reusable diapers for a second.
Yes.
We've never used them, but I know folks that have.
Right.
And in a sense, you could argue it's a similar thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but the baby doesn't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're choosing for the baby. The baby's just there. They're like, this must be normal.
But the person who has to wash him does.
Well,
and I think
that's
the bottom line.
My sister, because when my parents first came to America, they're like super off the boat, right, from Serbia. And they used
cloth
on her.
Sure.
Yeah, just like my grandma still tells me the horror stories of like having to clean those.
So your parents used them and made your grandma wash them?
Well, they also made my grandma watch the baby while they worked. So, yeah, it was just like a...
Well, I might argue, and I don't know the facts, but I might argue that up until maybe 85, 88, something like that, cloth diapers were probably fairly well used.
Yeah.
They still existed, at least, in the general world. But I think that... you know, I'll be the controversial guy here. I don't care. You know, certain technological advancements are good things for everybody, and everything's got drawbacks, but I think certain things, you go forward, you keep on that forward path.
The thing about the cloth toilet paper, to me, is the moment after. You know, like, you've done it, and now you're there.
Look what I have here.
Yeah, like, now what?
Exactly.
Yeah, you need, like a, you know how, you know you have, like, a doggy bag can that's like special. You would need a special can in your bathroom.
Yeah, you know,
is a good seal on it.
Yeah, a real good seal.
There was a time when there was no running water. So all the grandmas used to go down to the river and wash out their cloth diapers and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but running water, that's a positive.
Yeah.
Flushing toilets, a good thing. Paper, also a good thing. That's just me.
Here. I thought she was going to just go bidet.
Yeah,
we had a bidet.
That's what I thought.
I think just jump in the shower.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
That's true. Well, when you're 70 grand in debt, though, I don't know that the bidet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't
fair.
Know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fair.
Anyway.
Wow. Okay, here we are.
Something to think about.
Yeah, that sure is.
I'm going to be thinking about this all day.
How much should I tip? What do I pack for a trip? In a new relationship, where do you go? Ask Whip.
Yeah, but Whip.
Who do you know as Whip?
Are you ready?
Yeah, baby.
All right. Hello, Whip. My kids really, really want us to adopt a dog.
Oh.
They're 8 and 10 years old, but I'm not sure they're ready for the responsibility. My husband and I both work full-time and don't want to end up with the full responsibility of taking care of the dog ourselves. Do you have any ideas on what we can do to figure out if the kids are ready? Thanks in advance, Ashley.
Wow.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Nikki just went through this because she's a 12-year-old. Okay.
Yeah. I could have used your help a couple months ago.
Well, let's see.
This email's been in the bag for a while. Sorry, Nikki.
Let's see if you would give the same advice, Nikki. Here we go. So, hello, Ashley. My advice would be don't even bother trying to figure out whether the kids are ready, because even if they say that they'll clean up the poop and take the dog out and vacuum the fur and do everything else that needs to be done, and they're the two greatest kids in the world, after a couple of months, they will stop doing those things and it will be left to you and your husband. That is just the way it goes. It's the way it's always gone and the way it will always go. However, this does not mean that you should not get the dog. Aww. You still should, because the joy and the happiness that the dog will bring to you and your family and the memories and companionship that said dog will provide will be well worth all the work that you, yes, you, are about to put in. So getting the dog is the move, even when you're letting her out when it's 5 below 0 at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, here, here. I agree.
The judges give you a 10.
That's
on that.
Right. That's all the right. Best ass whip yet.
Okay.
Yeah, go adopt that dog.
Absolutely.
Come on, Ashley.
Do it, Ashley.
And then while you're letting that dog out of the farm, I'm going, whip. Your fault.
Whip. Yeah. At least you have someone to blame now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. All right. So, Ashley, get out there and adopt that dog. We just had National Rescue Dog Day last week.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect opportunity.
Absolutely.
That's great.
For sure.
Wow. Okay. That's Ask Whip, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Like,
sorry, I got so
great
excited.
One.
But when my brother was a kid, he wanted a dog, and my parents made him fake that he had a dog for a week. So the premise was you have to wake up, fill a bowl with water, put down a newspaper, and walk around the block 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And after the second day, he was like, oh, I'm done. So we never had a dog growing up. But
then she didn't get it.
No. But when I became an independent adult, the first thing my wife and I, we adopted a dog. Because I was like, oh. And now I can't imagine not having one.
Wow.
I remember being the kid that said I was going to do all those things.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember my parents telling me forevermore, like, you never did any of the things, but we all were happy that we got the dog anyway.
Of course you were.
My brain goes to the Eddie Murphy skit where he jokes about the poop being on the... they now think it's a coffee table because it's been there so long. He's like, Eddie, you never clean up the poop. And I always think about that. And it kind of has happened in our house. So it's a little window into your future there, Ashley.
Yeah, there it is.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
This weekend, Coldplay is here.
Yeah. Coldplay, Saturday and Sunday at Soldier Field.
That's right.
You're tearing it up over there.
Oh, my gosh.
I just was reading, they have people on like electric bikes in front of the stage pedaling to help power it.
Whoa.
There's also like a dance floor that people will be on in the pit that when they dance on it, it creates power. They're doing a whole sustainability thing. It's kind of cool.
Their live show is really nuts. I mean, it always has been, and they just keep like up in the end. And like the fact that they're doing it eco-conscious as well is pretty nuts.
And he's with Dakota Johnson now.
Mm-hmm.
They're together. And I wonder if they lie to one another ever.
I don't think so.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, maybe. Look at I love it. Here we are. This is the joy of it all. Well, that's good, because that brings us to today's Mixed Top 6, the most common lies people tell their partner.
Okay.
Oh, it's all happening here.
Where they slept last night?
Yeah. Oh,
well, that's
you always go to cheating.
That's a different subject.
It always goes to cheating
I'm
for
talking
you.
Like, who ate the last piece of cheese?
Yeah.
Or like, it was a joke, people.
Is it, though? Because it's always that direction.
That's what
Are
comes
you
to
sure
mind.
He was faithful. I'm like, whoa! Wait a second.
I don't know.
Hollywood people, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Can't trust them.
Oh my gosh.
These are the top 6 most common lies that people tell their partner, according to a new survey. In at number 6, we're totally going to go on a diet together, but secretly you continue eating junk food at whim, at your very whim, whenever.
Yeah,
you want, right?
I'm just going to check all these that I'm guilty.
Yeah, just keep on. Yeah.
Okay, we're one for one.
All right, in at number 5 on the top 6 lies most people tell their partners. Number 5, you pretend that you actually like their friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. In at number 4, your mixed top 6 most common lies that people tell their partner, that they profess to liking your cooking.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a great cook. It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's an early relationship lie.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think eventually that lie fades.
You know why? In my opinion, as a relationship grows, there's no energy for that. It's like, you know what? I just don't like it. I'll cook it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is no longer going to be a big thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
All right, and at number three, the mixed top six most common lies people tell their partner. Pretending that a new purchase was in the sale when, in fact, it was not on sale and you paid full price.
All day, yeah, every day. Right.
Dare right. do such a thing.
You should lie to everyone about that, not even just your partner.
Yeah.
Just everybody. It's always a really fun thing when you'll be like, hey, I love that jacket. You won't believe what I paid for this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wasn't asking. I just thought it was a nice jacket.
It's a very Midwest thing. It's
very
a whole conversation.
Is.
Yeah.
I got it at the rack.
Yep.
You're like, what? And at number two, these are the most common lies people tell their partner. You're buying something, but not letting on that you bought it. That's kind of interesting. You're hiding that you purchased something. But
get
I think that's very close
head.
To it was on sale and it wasn't.
But
okay.
This is something you've already, it's in the car, it's in the trunk, and then you send the text after, and that's when you're like, hey, I'm thinking of getting this. It's done.
And in at number one on the top six lies Nikki tells her husband.
That's what it's become.
In at number one on the lies people commonly tell their partners that they didn't secretly throw out that item they completely hate of yours. I got to get rid of this thing. No, we got to keep it. Okay, fine. Hey, where'd it go? No idea.
Must have walked out of here.
So strange.
Yeah.
So it's like money, items, and people. Mm-hmm. That's what we all hate about
our
partners.
No cheating, huh?
Cheating, not on there.
Wow. No.
Honestly, cheating didn't appear at all. Mm. Although there is a secret crush on best friend in your top 10.
Oh, on their best friend?
Yeah,
that's
like
scandalous.
Secretly have a crush.
Ooh, I don't like that. Yeah.
So you don't like that, but you're eager to find cheating?
Well, I mean, I don't want to find the cheating, but I just know what people are like.
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
We're playing a little thing we call Violetta Name That Coworker. It was revealed as we talked about high school superlatives that Violetta was voted most likely to not know your name.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm really, really bad with names, and I hate it. It's a very bad trait to have. And I'm getting so nervous. I was kind of excited for this game. I'm like, yeah, this will be fun. And now I'm mortified that people are going to walk in here and I don't know their name.
You might not. Now, we are live on the Mix Facebook page at 1019 Mix Chicago. So go check us out there, and you can see us live in studio. Producer Swanee on the camera today.
His name is Swanee.
Swanee. Yeah,
right.
I know that.
That's him. He's Swanee.
Yep, Swanee.
What's my name?
Chris.
Nailed it. Her?
Nikki.
Okay. And him?
Whip.
Okay.
Hello.
You're,
yes.
You're, what is that, 4 for 4 right off the bat.
Good
job.
See?
Now, Big Karwowski, he's easier to remember because he's the biggest person around.
He's so big, yeah.
He has rallied a handful of I almost said celebrities. Oh, they might be.
Yeah.
Of coworkers of ours. So, Big Karwowski, if you can hear us, please bring in the first coworker.
Oh,
and
it's
here
one at a time? Oh!
He comes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. First
this
coworker.
Gentleman is a producer here at Hubbard Chicago, our radio station here, and he's been with the company for 20 years.
Okay.
He has been here as long as you've worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Name that coworker.
Okay. So this one is actually an easy one for me because we both work in the morning, which
yeah.
makes this wonderful. Sometimes our schedules, we don't see everybody. This is Mr. Jim Foster.
Hey. Oh, first of all,
Jim.
Oh, you got it.
Thanks for coming in, Jim.
And Jim always wears a hat, and
he
Jim
does.
Is always so
yeah,
nice.
Today's
and Jim,
a Dodgers hat.
Oh, he's blowing
he's
kisses.
He's always so nice.
That's right. The weirdest Cubs hat I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It said L.A. on
yeah.
it.
What
the hell is that
it
all
was
about?
So blue, though.
All right, you're one for one.
Oh, my God. Woo. Okay, that was...
Now, I want to let you know, Big Karwowski has been taking this very seriously. So he wanted to start you out with like a 2-foot putt, and we did it.
Yeah.
That was an
yeah.
easy one.
I'm feeling easy now, but...
It's time for employee number two.
Okay.
Here they come.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
I can see the look of disdain in her face.
Okay,
now,
so.
Welcome.
Yep.
Now, we know and love this woman. I will tell you, it's not on the fact sheet, but I can tell you she loves Prince.
Okay.
I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Big Prince fan. She's been with this company for 26 years.
Rides your bike a lot.
She's our controller. So, if you like money, you gotta like her, and
yeah.
you need to know her name. She's also a big, big Michael McDonald fan.
Right.
Well, who is it? That's everybody.
Be
everybody.
Okay.
That is her go-to song. Now, an all-staff email was sent to the company about this coworker on February 21st about her promotion within the company.
Congratulations.
We are live at 1019 Mix Chicago. Violetta, name that coworker.
Okay, so I know that her office is right next to our meeting area. You're right off there, right? Like when you come... Yeah, you moved over. Oh, you moved over.
Come on,
you got
close.
That promotion.
Do you want to come close?
Yeah,
and you
congratulations.
Can talk. It's okay. We'll just we hear answers. Okay, okay.
Okay. I think I've seen you once, right? Like, I came into your office once because I had a problem with something. And
what I love about this is, like, I know confidently that she can kick your ass,
yeah.
And so I'm very excited to see how this shakes out.
I've legitimately been mouthing her name to you,
oh, you
for
have
5 minutes.
Can you do it again?
Stop.
All right, I'm really sorry that I can't at the moment recall your name, but I think you're really nice, and I like running into you at the coffee machine. And I'm gonna go with you look like like a Sarah.
Sarah,
close-ish.
Okay. Sarah smiles.
Yeah.
But no. This coworker is Sylvia.
Sylvia. Yes. I know. I get her emails all the time. Yep. Sylvia, thank you so much.
Guess who's not getting paid? Guess who's not getting paid?
I love that name, too. Sylvia's such a beautiful name.
Isn't it, though? I want you to remember that Whip, Nikki, and Chris love you.
Yeah.
Sylvia.
Yeah.
And Violetta is also
the best.
Here.
She looked so disappointed. I don't blame her.
Let's go to
that
the Chris
so
experience.
Yeah.
We know so much about you.
Guess what you're not going to get in 2 weeks.
Right.
A paycheck.
I'm sweating. Wow. Then we just stood there and stared at each other for a while.
It was great. You could see in her eyes that the second she walked in, she was like, she ain't going to know my name.
Nope.
Right off the bat.
But Sarah's close to Sylvia.
It was an S and an A at the end. That's
true.
So Sylvia.
Just the middle part you got to work on.
What a wonderful co-worker.
Sylvia sometimes bikes to work.
That's what I'm saying.
Does.
Yeah, she bikes all the time.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we're live at 101.9 Mix Chicago on Facebook. That was coworker number two. You're 50% right now. You're one of two. You got Jim, but you missed Sylvia.
Okay.
And now for the third and final round, Violetta.
Oh, good.
Name that coworker.
Hey, girl.
Okay. You know her as your digital content coordinator. She has worked with the company for about 2.5 years. She was recently promoted to digital content coordinator. She's with us almost every Friday when we go live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. When you're not filming yourself, she films you.
That's right.
Sure
does most of that filming. A recent graduate from our friends over there at Columbia College Chicago.
Oh, the greatest.
Yes. I love Eva.
Eva is so
nice. She does help us with all of our social media. She always gets the right angles when I ask her to take a picture of me. Never misses my shoes.
Now.
She is so nice.
I will give you $20 cash if you can tell me her last name.
Okay, it's like
because Eva doesn't have the camera. We've gone haywire on Facebook Live as Swanee is. But you can show these shoes. These are brand new. I'm fine with that.
Maybe something close to like it. Kind of looks like Lollapalooza and Escobar, like Escalapooza.
All right, we're going to go with her last name is Escapalooza.
Yeah.
Eva, step right in there and let us know your actual last name.
Empleo.
Empleo.
Yeah. I'm dyslexic. That's kind of what it looks like to me.
Empleo of the month.
That's right.
That's what she should
be. She said Empleo of the month.
Every month she should be that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so nice to see you. Thank you so much for all your hard work. You guys kind of took it easy on me.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
I wrote down names here. Jim, I memorized his face. Paul, Randy, Roberta, Carolyn, Amy.
Yeah, Carolyn worked here. Oh, Carolyn, we still have a Carolyn. We had a Caroline.
Yep.
She's gone. Well, all right.
That's confusing to
you
anybody.
Went 2 of 3, which honestly is 2 better than I thought you were going to do.
I mean, and the only bummer is you missed the person that pays us. So
that's not
going to be a big deal at all.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number 3, a new trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder introducing Christian Bale is out.
What?
Yep, Christian Bale's in it as villain Gore, the God Butcher. What a weird name.
Watch out.
The trailer also shows off more of Natalie Portman's Thor and features a naked Chris Hemsworth. Nikki's
just,
busy.
It's a Nikki-shaped hole in the wall. That's so weird.
What more could we say that would make this trend? One of my favorite comments is Chris putting the ass in Asgard.
Well played. Well played.
It's obviously a back shot. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know.
Yeah, and that's Chris Hemsworth, not me.
Yes.
You put the ass in some other thing.
I put the ass in. Ask to see me after class.
Yep. And in at number 2, we're talking about movie trailers. Tom Cruise is all over the place. Everyone's excited for the new Top Gun that's coming out this weekend on Thursday.
Thursday, like 3 o'clock.
I know, right? I'm like, wait a second.
Thursday, but really Tuesday. We saw it last week.
We saw it on some other Thursday. That really throws it off.
Totally does. And the new trailer for Mission Impossible 7 is also finally here. So the teaser seems to be leaked online over the weekend, and now the official version is officially here. The film won't be released in theaters until July 14th, 2023. So it was leaked, some sections of it, then they decided just to release the trailer. Right. So now it's out, the official.
Yeah, you got to strike when the Tom Cruise iron is hot.
Right? You know? It's called Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Oh.
Yeah, Markle. And in at number one, it's National Brothers Day.
Oh, it is National Brothers Day, isn't it?
It's also National Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Thank you.
Wow.
And last but not least, National Escargot Day.
Wow.
Bring it on.
Now, I don't have anything for aviation technicians.
No.
Nor escargot.
Ooh.
But when it comes to brothers, yeah, aww, you know they do.
And you guys all in here have a brother, right?
Yeah. You do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a brother. So you guys enjoy. Call them today.
I'll lend you one of mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
you have twin brothers, right?
They're interchangeable.
Are they identical?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, totally. I want one today.
All right, you're good. Let's see how long until she references cheating. We'll see. Let's see here.
Well, no, I don't know him like that. They're my brother. Don't be weird, Chris.
Oh, now I'm being weird.
Yeah.
Then you just put the ass in ask Violetta a silly question.
Gosh, Chris. That was your flash briefing.
I blame myself. All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.